This is 5 o'clock shadow on the Pacifica Radio Network, originating at WBAI. I'm Robert Knight in New York, and today's program is dedicated to the genius and the memory of the late, great composer and performer, Moogie Klingman. This is 5 o'clock shadow. I'm Robert Knight in New York, and I regret to acknowledge the recent death, half a fortnight ago, of the late, great composer, performer, comedian, and friend to WBAI, and so many others of us, Moogie Klingman. Moogie and the Peaceniks were well known on these airwaves and around the world for their music of peace and contemplation and rock and roll. And there will be a memorial for Moogie this Sunday, December 11th, 2011, from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. at the Bitter End in the West Village of Manhattan, New York City. The announcement from Dorit Klingman and the family says that you are invited to attend a memorial celebration in honor of the life of Moogie Klingman. It will be on Sunday, December 11th, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bitter End, 147 Bleecker Street, between Thompson and LaGuardia in New York City. If you have them, please bring Moogie photos to share, photos old and photos new. We hope you'll be able to attend this Sunday at the Bitter End, 2 to 5 p.m., If you have special information to return to the family, you can email to Dorette, D-O-R-E-T-T-E, 99, Dorette 99, at AOL.com. Moogie Klingman was a familiar of these studios and so many albums and clubs and venues of creativity through so many years. His music insights have been shared many times on the satirical program CCCP, the Christmas Coup Comedy Players. He has certainly been many times on the air with Bob Fass on the inimitable program Radio Unnameable. And we, in one of our productions called Earthwatch, had the pleasure recently of having the entire band, the Peaceniks, in these studios for a live performance and interview. And Moogie has been a great, well, friend. He actually is the co-composer with Buzzy Lindhart of the Bette Midler anthem called You Got to Have Friends. And he has weighed in on every important issue of peace, politics, society, and compassion on this planet Earth, whether it be Haiti, Iraq War, or living a life of peace. He even wrote a song for your reporter upon his return from exile to the airways of this radio station called, oddly enough, Silent Night, Holy Night. He also wrote a song that was the keystone for our recent documentary production, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. His song called A Place Called Haiti evoked just the perfect compassion for the people of that nation that led in revolution and the overthrow of racism, but continues to be oppressed by nature and by multinationals to this day. For those of you who have not already been touched by the many actions and creations of Moogie Klingman, consider this. Mark Moogie Klingman, born September 7, 1950 in New York City, was a founding member of Todd Rundgren's musical team Utopia and later a solo recording artist and composer. He grew up in Great Neck, Long Island. By age 10, he was collecting not just the usual comic books, but 45 RPM records, playing DJ in his basement. Through his older sister, he got an access pass to the 65 Newport Folk Festival, where Bob Dylan went electric, hanging out with him before and after. Later, his band, The Living Few, recorded a demo of Dylan's songs, and at age 16, he joined Jimmy James and the Blue Flames with Jimi Hendrix and Randy California. He had a jug band performance with schoolmate Andy Kaufman in a controversial civil rights concert. He got expelled from high school for that. And his band by that time, Glitterhouse, had made records with Bob Crewe of the Bob Crewe generation. And he also performed in the 1968 Roger Vadim film Barbarella with Jane Fonda. Moogie Klingman's association with Todd Rundgren started in 69. Moogie was the original keyboardist for Todd Rundgren and Utopia. And in his loft in Manhattan, they constructed the Secret Sound recording studio where Todd Rundgren produced his A Wizard, A True Star, Todd and Other Albums. He played on 10 such albums and several Utopias as well. Moogie played keyboards and produced a record for Bob Dylan. The song, Buckets of Rain, a duet between Dylan and Bette Midler. Klingman became the executive producer and musical director of Music from Free Creek, a super session, which featured such renowned artists as Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Keith Emerson, Mitch Mitchell, Harvey Mandel, and Linda Ronstadt. He also has played live for Chuck Berry, Jimi Hendrix, Buzzy Linhart, and with members of the Allman Brothers and Government Mule, and a summer tour with the blues legend Bo Diddley. Klingman had performed at many venues with groups from Carnegie Hall to Radio City Music Hall, Bottom Line, and on live radio concerts here at WBAI and at K-Rock. He was the co-founder of the band The Peaceniks, along with his partner Barry Gruber. Solo albums by Moogie Klingman on Capitol and EMI, as well as his own label. He has worked with people like Johnny Winter, Eric Clapton, Barry Manilow, Bette Midler, Todd Rundgren, and others. He collaborated with William Buzzy Linhart on the composition of You Got to Have Friends, which became Bette Midler's de facto theme song. He's played, recorded, or had his songs covered by many rock legends, including Jimi Hendrix, Chuck Berry, Luther Vandross, Bob Dylan, Bo Diddley, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Alan Woody, and Warren Haynes from the Allman Brothers and Government Mule. He also worked with performers like Carly Simon, Cyndi Lauper, Sean Colvin, and Irene Cara. What a feeling. Thelma Houston as well. Klingman also played in the Moogie Woody Band with the Allman Brothers alumni, Alan Woody and Warren Haynes. There was a recent benefit concert in February of the year 2011 for his medical expenses due to cancer. And at that event, members of the original Utopia, featuring Ralph Schuckett, Kevin Elman, John Siegler, and Moogie, reunited on stage for the first time in well over 30 years. Your reporter had the great honor of being invited by Moogie to be the MC for that event. And we now hear a reflection upon some of the life of the late great friend, Moogie Klingman, including the benefit at the bitter end, as well as an extraordinary live performance interview that he did in these studios with us on a program called Earthwatch. Here now, Moogie Klingman. This is 5 O'Clock Shadow.
World news today in Iraq. Car bombs devastated Baghdad, killed many civilians and U.S. soldiers. The United States retaliated with airstrikes throughout Baghdad, killing many civilians. A car bomb failed to detonate in Times Square, which was brought in by a Pakistani sympathizer who said it was revenge for U.S. strong bombings in Pakistan. All over the world, violence against violence is the greatest solution to all problems. War seems to be the only answer.
Bell of peace. When they ring the bell of peace, we will gather hand in hand. When they ring the bell of peace across the land. And I hope that we're all there, 'cause we'll feel it in the air. When they ring the bell,
wow, the Bell of Peace suite. Ring the bell of peace when the peace bell chimes, and the war, the bells, and the reprise. That is from the brand new album by the Peaceniks called New World Coming. The Peaceniks, of course, are the great Moogie Klingman, Barry Gruber, and Patty Rothberg, along with Jim Satin and Mark Greenberg. And more information at thepeaceniks.com. It's a follow-up to their debut album called Here Come the Peaceniks. And tonight's edition of Earthwatch is dedicated to the Peaceniks, and in particular to our friend Moogie Klingman, who has been fighting the industrial disease and was the well-celebrated center of a celebration and benefit just this past Sunday night at the legendary Bitter End on Bleecker Street. And I had the honor of being the MC, where I was in the midst of an overflow crowd who came to see not only Moogie, but Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, playing along with Johnny Miller, the great classical and jazz music legend and composer David Amram, and of course the Peaceniks, Barry Gruber, Moogie Klingman, Patty Rothberg, Jim Satin, and Mark Greenberg, along with jazz singer Rebecca Martin, backed with Larry Grenadier, and yet another legend, the jazz trumpeter Randy Brecker, and an amazing, almost complete reunion. There will be more coming down the line, of the Utopia Brothers, based on the band that Moogie formed with Todd Rundgren called Utopia, featuring original members Moogie, John Sigler, and Kevin Ellman, and others in a great jam session. And it was a beautiful night. It was a healing night. And it was my observation that we thought we came to heal Moogie, but he and the Peaceniks and all the rest of the guests actually healed us. And it was a great moment to be there. And tonight we're going to hear just a small portion of what happened on that miraculous evening at the Bitter End this past Sunday night. We're going to come in media res, where Peter Yarrow is speaking from the stage, talking about a project you may not know that he's involved in called Operation Respect, which has gone around the world and to more than one-third of the schools in the United States, using a cross-cultural, systemic look at helping students to become themselves, to achieve without the interferences and hatreds and jealousies, and looking at them as not only entities inside the school building, but at their overall relationship to society. So in just a few moments, we're going to go into an impromptu recording of the event, as it were, but it's in stereo and it sounds great. And we'll be hearing that right after this song, which is also about healing and about all the people who came together to see Moogie and all of these great musicians. And we were literally among a world of friends.
All the people of the world, they could all be our friends. All the children of the world share a hope that never ends. We all need love here at home and in distant lands. So put down your arms and
make it to Utopia, you gotta have friends. And from day one, music at Fire Creek, with the super session that Mookie Klingman arranged with people like Clapton, Jeff Beck, Linda Ronstadt, Keith Emerson. To this very day, he's kept a close circle of friends that's as wide as the world. And I'm so proud to be counted among them. I once had the pleasure of having the Peaceniks live in the studios of WBAI one evening on a show called Earthwatch. And their music, yeah, anybody ever heard of it? Thank you. Their music is for not only the art, but the liberation, the soul, and the conscience of a nation, if not a world. They sing not only of folk and rock, but about the ways of the world, the nudie x-ray scans at the airport from the TS agency. I did a documentary called The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti that concludes with the Peaceniks' song, A Place Called Haiti. They keep us alive, and that's why we're here tonight, to keep Mookie alive. I now give you the authors of the brand new album, New World Rising, Patty Rothberg. Also, Mookie Klingman. Barry Gruber. And we're back tonight with Jim Sutton and Mark Greenberg. Give them a hand. You know, you thought you were coming here to heal Mookie Klingman, and I think he's healing up tonight. And there's a lot of great things began right here in 1960, including the bitter end, my radio station, WBAI, and the career of our next guest. And look at you, here to bring love and health and life. And I want you to give yourself some for what you're doing tonight. You know, back in the 1960s, despite the advice of counsel, I will confess that I had knowledge of Puff, the Magic Dragon. And after I did, I left it blowing in the wind during my Freedom March to Washington, D.C. because I was leaving on a jet plane, because I love rock and roll music. I give you the legend, Peter Yarrow.
Mookie, where's Mookie? Where's my merchant? Moogala. Where's my Moogala? Where are you, Mookie Boogie?
Hey, Mookie.
There you are. This is a song of healing for you. But it's not just for you, it's for us. It's for our nation. It's all of humanity. Thank you. But those words of help are always welcome. So, as in days of yore, there is singing for you to do. And there are enough of you who are of the age who remember how to do that. So that I don't think this will be an exercise in vain. With your face to the wind, I see you smiling again. Spirits moving within, I know that you're gonna win. Mookie, where are you? Okay, I want to be able to see your face when I say yes. I know that you're gonna win. Where's my Moogala? Moogala, where are you? Here we go. Here's the chorus. When you get back to it, you sing with me. Wait until we get there, okay? With your face to the wind, I see you smiling again. Spirits moving within, I know that you're going. And you've been down this road before. Something inside tells you what's in store. Gotta remember what we're all here for. You gotta eat up the apple and spit out the corn. With your face to the wind, with your face to the wind, I see you smiling again. See you smiling again. Spirits moving within, spirits moving within. I know that you're gonna win. I know that you're gonna win. You can get angry, and you can curse. You can shout it out in rhyme or verse. You can tell me that it's never been worse. Then take that old sound's ear and turn it into a purse. With your face to the wind, with your face to the wind, see you smiling again,
see you smiling again.
Spirits moving within, spirits moving within. I know that you're gonna win, I know that you're gonna win. There are gifts that come like rain. They make the plants grow, but they drench you all the same. There are gifts that took you years to see, like the gift of the friend that you've been to me. There are hands here to comfort you, and if you need, there are tears to cry with you too. There are hearts that will cheer with you, and voices to cheer when you finally made it through. With your face to the wind, with your face to the wind, see you smiling again,
see you smiling again.
Spirits moving within,
spirits moving within.
I know that you're gonna win,
I know that you're gonna win.
Now everybody turn to Moby. Sing it right at him very gently. It's like a prayer now. With your face to the wind, see you smiling again,
see you smiling again.
Spirits moving within,
spirits moving within.
I know that you're gonna win, Boogie.
I know that you're gonna win.
Boogie, there are gifts that come like the rain. They make the plants grow, but they drench you all the same. There are gifts that, like the gift of the friend that you've been to me. Yeah. Oh, here it is, Boogie. Sometimes it takes the dark to let us see the light. You can't have the victory unless you fought the fight. Sometimes it takes a winding road to lead us home. While you're winding round like friend, just don't go winding round alone. With your face to the wind, I see you smiling again,
I see you smiling again.
Spirits moving within,
spirits moving within.
I know that you're gonna win,
I know that you're gonna win.
To the wind,
with your face to the wind,
see you smiling again,
see you smiling again.
Spirits moving within,
spirits moving within.
I know that you're gonna win.
That right here, now, live in our studio at WBAI, are the Peaceniks, Moogie Klingman and Barry Gruber, and I'm just thrilled. It's an honor and welcome.
Well, we're thrilled and honored to be here on Earth Watch with Robert Knight.
Robert.
And we do want to say welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
That you're waiting for.
love that you're looking for. Be the peace that you're praying for. Be the world, be the love, be the peace. Everybody wants the world is one. Everybody has a heart. Every mother, father, daughter, son. Now is the time to start. Be the world that you're waiting for. Be the love that you're looking for. Be the peace that you're praying for. Be the world, be the love, be the peace. But when a dollar's worth a dime, love's the last thing on your mind. You just try to get by for another day. The world you're looking for is knocking at your door, but sometimes it seems so far away. Be the world that you're waiting for. Be the love that you're looking for. Be the peace that you're praying for. Be the world, be the love, be the peace.
Peace, Nix. Be the peace. It's all about peace. Nobody says it better than Robert Knight over here at WBAI. The man has been a tremendous influence on the peaceniks in our music. We go way back with Robert Knight.
Come down and see us at the P&G Club this Saturday night.
That's right.
78th in Columbus. From 8 to 12.
This song.
an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, will leave us all toothless and blind. The ones who invented this thing called war, they must have been out of their minds. We're the people of the world against war, a people of the world against war. You can hear us shouting out, what's this madness for? And you can find us everywhere, people of the world against war.
Far across the ocean, in every foreign land, all human life has worth. Let's take to the streets and march hand in hand. There's still time to save the earth.
We're the people of the world against war. The people of the world against war.
You can hear us shouting out, what's this madness for? And you can find us everywhere, people of the world against war.
It's the radio station against war. We got to keep WBAI afloat, folks, because we need to hear the voices of peace. We need to hear the Robert Knights and the Amy Goodmans and the Bob Fasses. And we need to understand that there is no reason for us to be spending half the national budget on war. There's no reason to be spending $1 million a troop per year in Afghanistan. Yes, $1 million is what it costs to have a single troop in Afghanistan for a year. There are now 100,000, give or take a few. Multiply that, it's $1 billion a year for 100,000 troops. Now, think about this, folks. If you eliminate 200 troops from Afghanistan so that Obama has 99,800 troops in Afghanistan instead of 100,000, you could take that $200 million and restore the MTA transportation, bus, and subway passes for a 500,000 New York school children. They have are considering eliminating free bus passes, free subway passes for all the children of the public schools, all the 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, all the way up to high school. These are poor, poor people in many instances.
They'll be sneaking under the turnstiles and getting
arrested. And the undercovers will be grabbing them and putting them in juvenile detention. Or they won't be going to school because they have no money in many instances. They need these passes. So they would rather have 100,000 troops at $1 million a year per troop in Afghanistan, killing and bombing, occupying, taking people into detention for aggressive interrogation, a.k.a. torture. This has got to stop, folks. We have to realign our priorities and understand that we are not broke. We have money. We're just spending it on war.
And spending it in the wrong places.
That's right. That's right. And there's not a greater tragedy on the planet right now than a place called Haiti. And what are we doing for Haiti? What are we thinking about Haiti anymore? Are we thinking about the Academy Awards? And, oh, my God, Tiger Woods, folks. Just 2 weeks ago, Tiger Woods held a 15-minute press conference. He didn't take questions. He read a statement. The next day, this is the truth. The next day, there were 14 pages, full pages, color pages, 8 pages in the front of the Daily News, the front cover in the first 8 pages, and 6 pages in the back of the sport. 14 pages about Tiger Woods' 15-minute press conference. You think the world was this? 14 pages, nothing about Haiti, you know? So this is a song about Haiti and really about the media here in America. And what the hell are they thinking? And how much Haiti is fading from our consciousness. The earth cracked open. From its core, 250,000 dead, or maybe more.
Leno and Conan in a late night war. For $40 million, Coco's out the door.
But there are 2 million homeless, some of them dying in the streets. Down in Haiti, they got nothing left to drink or eat.
So many stars at the Golden Globes, wearing their diamonds and their fancy clothes.
Have you seen the Golden Globes? How about the Academy Awards? There's some big disaster way out there. I haven't heard much lately, but I can recall we used to care about a place called Haiti. See soldiers at the airport, they won't let through all the doctor, food, or medicine. What can we do?
Chinese or Italian, where to eat? There's so many choices right down the street.
Obama brings in Bush for Haiti's rescue plan. New Orleans destroyed under Bush's command.
Tiger Woods addicted to sex. Will his wife become his ex?
What's going to happen to Tiger Woods? You see, there's some big disaster way out there. I haven't heard much lately, but I can recall we used to care about a place called Haiti.
You know, I miss Paula. Oh, but Ellen's doing fine.
Down in Haiti, it's like genocide. Without food or water, many more will die.
There's useless information, and it clogs our brains. Yes, it blinds our eyes to a world of pain.
Avatar is flying high. The 3D was so good, it made me cry.
Wow, that 3D, man. Did you see it in IMAX? There's some big disaster way out there. I haven't heard much lately. I can recall we used to care about a place called Haiti.
The music of the Peaceniks performed live here in our studios at WBAI. My name is Robert Knight. We are in the presence of Moogie Klingman and Barry Gruber. And this is an honor, a treat, a thought, and a grace. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks
for having us.
An honor, a treat, and a grace. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, now I must ask you this. You know, Americans have been standing up to protect America's rights abroad so that they don't have to protect those rights here. 250,000 Americans have gone to Iraq, to Afghanistan, and they have had the courage to use buzz bombs on Pakistanis. They have had the courage to destroy Iraqi infrastructures and then grant the Iraqis the ability to pay reparations and get contracts for reconstruction. They have had the courage to make the tough choices of killing 1 million Iraqi babies over the course of the boycotts and embargoes. Not to mention those buried under the rubble, and this is not an easy thing to do, and many Americans have contributed to doing that. And yet here you come, Moogie Klingman, Barry Gruber, the Peaceniks, with an anti-war bent, so it would seem, and you come here with a name that's conflicted from its first to its last syllable. It is compromised. The first syllable with the pansy word peace, and the second syllable, it's cowardice and communism, peace in the beginning, and a Russian suffix, the peaceniks. Where does that come from, and why do you hate America so?
We love America. We love the people of this country. We love everyone here, and we love this city, this town, and the idea that America is going broke and going bankrupt, and they're not adding many or any taxes on the rich. They're not making the rich suffer. They're going right for the children. Today was announced $1 billion cut to the New York City school system, $1 billion cut to Medicaid, Medicare, to the elderly. They're going right for the most vulnerable and cutting billions out of the New York City budget, the New York State budget. They're cutting budgets all across the country on the most needy. They're stepping and stomping on the poorest, most defenseless people in our country, our children, our elderly, our poor. And they're spending more money than ever before every year on war, on wars of aggression, on wars in countries that have done nothing to us. There were no Afghanis in the airplanes that hit the World Trade Center. There were no Iraqis. There were no Pakistanis. There was Saudi Arabians, one of our closest allies. The thing is, if they really want to go, oh, well, there were no Afghanis, but they were trained in Afghanistan. They were. Well, you know where some of the people in the planes that flew into the World Trade Center were trained? They were trained at the Florida Flight School. Yeah. Many of them went down, and this is a stated fact. Now, did they bomb Florida?
Well, the Taliban.
And Afghanistan was created by the United States, CIA, and ISI with Pervez Musharraf and Benazir Bhutto. So I imagine they got some very good training. Yeah.
So the thing is, some of them were trained at the Florida Flight School, and now 9 years later, we're bombing Afghanistan for 9 solid years, the longest war America has ever fought. If you call it a war, maybe you should call it a slaughter, because those people don't have airplanes. They don't have defenses. Mostly it's civilians, it's women and children being killed, being slaughtered by the overwhelming force of the American occupying forces. And there's no reason to be there. If we want to stop terrorism, then we shouldn't go overseas and kill the women and children of other countries. It will not stop terrorists. It will only increase terrorism. The way to stop terrorism is to bring the troops home now and to spend that money on giving aid, education, food, clothing to the children of Afghanistan, children of Pakistan, children of Iraq, children of America. The children of America are hurting so badly. It's all a ruse. It's all a scam that we have to be at war, spending all of our precious money. Bring the troops home now. Bring the troops home now. Bring the troops home now. That's what we say all the time. Because we care about the troops. A good American cares about other Americans, as well as the people of the world. And we think that our American troops are getting a raw deal, having to go over to these places, risk life and limb, to kill and die, be wounded perhaps, be scarred on the inside for the things they have to do. We want them to see their families, to be back home here. And this is what we tell them, and this is what we tell you.
Bring the troops home now.
Bring the troops home now.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody sing this song out loud. Bring the troops home now. Bring the troops home now. Reunite them with their families. Bring the troops home now. No more escalating. And please, no more hating. No more living in fear. Mothers in tears, no more generals lying, no more innocents dying, no more children bleeding. We need people eating. Bring the troops home. What I'm talking about, yeah. Everybody sing this song out loud. Bring the troops home now. Bring the troops home now. We'll make it through somehow. Reunite them.
Cease. When will it cease? Oh,
us at home. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody sing this song out loud. Bring the troops home now. Bring the troops home now. We'll make it through somehow. Reunite them with their families. Bring the troops home now.
Bring them home.
Bring the troops home now.
Bring them home.
Bring the troops home now.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Peaceniks, Moogie Klingman, and Barry Gruber, live in our studios here at WBAI in New York City, 99.5 FM.
Farewell, Moogie Klingman. You are invited to attend a memorial celebration in honor of the life of Moogie Klingman. It will be on Sunday, December 11th, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bitter End, 147 Bleecker Street between Thompson and LaGuardia in New York City. If you have, please bring Moogie photos, old and new, to share. And we hope that you will be able to attend. Please RSVP to DORETTE 99@AOL.com. That's sincerely Dorit Klingman and family. Bringing to a close 5 o'clock Shadow with Robert Knight. Thank you so much for tuning in.